as he walks right through the door. The end is upon us. Not a man, he's just a monster. A monster who has killed before. As he walks right through the door, the darkness, well, it follows. As his shadow fills the room, little Gold is all alone.
At that moment her father was far away, but he got a feeling like his daughter was falling astray. As his heart beats faster and faster, we return to watch this tragic disaster.
Little Gold is upstairs unaware, as the killer pulls the babysitter by her hair, pulls out a blade, slits her throat and leaves her there bleeding out as he walks up the stairs. He is a monster with no emotions at all. The only feeling he gets is when he takes another one's soul. He feels good, it makes him feel alive. It's that instinct that gives him that drive, that makes him survive. And his victims, well, none stay alive.
As he creeps in the room undetected by the little one, he whispers a little prayer, he's a religious one. He says, "Father, please forgive me, for I am about to sin." Wipes his blade and tells himself it's time to begin. Walks closer to a bed and slowly begins to sin. He says, 1, 2, I'm coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. Little Gold hears a song, wakes up, turns around, tries to scream, but nothing comes out. Not a peep, not a sound. The monster leaps at her like a blood-soaked hound, grabbing her by the throat and pinning her to the ground. He tells her to just close her eyes, because he is a devil in disguise. He tells her, "I will tell you no lies. So right now I want you to close your eyes. This is the end, this is your demise. I really hope you've said your goodbyes. I really hope you've said your goodbyes." Unlike the babysitter, the monster doesn't kill Little Gold inside of the house. He just kidnaps her. He takes her outside and puts her in his car, and then he opens the trunk and picks up a petrol canister. He walks back inside of the house and starts pouring it all over. He makes sure that he pours some on the babysitter as well. He then goes into the kitchen and turns the gas on. As he finishes pouring it all over the house, he stands in the doorway, takes out a cigarette, and he lights it. He has a drag and throws it in. The house begins to catch on fire. More and more of it begins to burn. The monster gets in the car, turns the ignition, and drives it. The flames had reached the kitchen by then, and it sets off an explosion. It makes the house go up in flames. The monster drives down to Sacoma Beach. He parks the car, gets out, and opens the back door. Little Gold is still out cold. He picks her up and takes her down to the beach. He lays her down on the sand, and this time instead of going for his blade, he takes his pistol and puts a silencer on it. He points it at her head and starts singing again. He says,
5, 6,
get your crucifix. 7, 8, I really shouldn't be late. He lets off a little chuckle, then pulls the trigger. He aims the gun at her again, this time at her chest, and he pulls the trigger again. The monster walks back to his car, gets in, and drives away. Little Gold lays there, dead, her eyes closed. At least she didn't feel any pain, right? Pain was all she felt. Pain was all she fucking felt. Pain was all she felt. Gold lays there with her eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
At least she didn't feel any pain, right?
Right.
All she fucking felt was pain.
All she felt was fucking pain.
All she did was suffer.
All she felt was pain. All she did was suffer.
Goodbye, little girl, goodbye.